Chapter 9. When it is better to travel east.
At the Reform Club, they held their breath. It was now almost 80 days since Phileas Fogg's departure, and there was no news about his return. They read in the newspapers of an arrest for the bank robbery in Edinburgh. A respectable gentleman. But what about Fogg? Was he still on his journey? Was he still alive? They did not think he was going to walk through the door. But then, with Phileas Fogg, you never knew. Now Phileas Fogg was free, and he knew exactly what to do. He looked at Inspector Fix, and then he hit him. First with one hand, then with the other. Fix fell to the floor. Passepartout was very happy. "Good," he told his master. Then he turned to Inspector Fix. "That's what happens to people who behave like you," he shouted at the confused detective. They left the police station and went towards the railway station immediately. Phileas Fogg knew the difficulties ahead. One minute here or there could change everything. They were in time for the train, but the train was late. And when they arrived in London, they looked up at the clock in Euston Station to see that it was 9:10. All was lost. They were 5 minutes too late to go to the Reform Club. Phileas Fogg lost his bet, and there was nothing he could do. He accepted this in his usual way, without showing any particular emotion. Mrs. Aouda, on the other hand, was very emotional. She continued to cry. She did not know what to do. Passepartout was also worried for his master and his job. It was his master's choice to spend all his money on the bet, but he was such a good, honest person. It was not good to see him like this. He still could not stop thinking that it was his fault. The next day, Passepartout followed the same routine, except for one thing. When they heard the sound of Big Ben at 11:30 the next day, Phileas Fogg did not go to the Reform Club. The house felt strange. It was like no one lived there. At about 7:30 that evening, Phileas Fogg asked Mrs. Aouda if he could come to her room to speak to her.
"Madam,"
he began sadly,
"I wanted to take you back to England with me, because I thought I could offer you a good life here. Now I am a poor man, and I have nothing to offer you."
It was the first time Mrs. Aouda saw Phileas Fogg looking really sad.
"I know, Mr. Fogg, and I'm so sorry. You saved my life. You took time to rescue me, and you lost your bet because of me."
"Madam, I couldn't let you die that terrible death. But now you are here, and you need a way to live. I have my house and my possessions."
"But what about you?"
"I don't need anything."
"Maybe your friends could."
"I have no friends,"
he said sadly.
"Well, what about your relatives?"
"I have no relatives."
"It is easier to live in poverty when there are two of us to share it,"
said Mrs. Aouda, taking his arm.
"I want to be your wife."
Mr. Fogg got up. Mrs. Aouda saw that there was a small tear in his eye.
"I love you,"
he said.
"And I want to spend my life with you."
"Oh,"
said Mrs. Aouda with a surprised cry. She was so happy. Passepartout came into the room and saw his master standing close to Mrs. Aouda. He understood immediately. "This is wonderful news," he said. "We all need some good news."
"Yes,"
said Phileas Fogg.
"If you agree, Mrs. Aouda, we can get married immediately. Passepartout, do you know where Reverend Wilson lives?"
Passepartout ran to Reverend Wilson's house. But 5 minutes later, at 8:25, he was already back at the house. "Tomorrow morning," he said out of breath, "you can't get married."
"Why?"
asked Phileas Fogg.
because today is Saturday, and tomorrow is Sunday, he said excitedly.
Saturday? Impossible, replied Phileas Fogg.
Yes, yes it is. Do you remember? We went around the world and we travelled east, and time changes as you go around the world, and we're now 24 hours ahead. It's Saturday. Hurry, Mr. Fogg. We only have 10 minutes. You can still win your bet.
They took Phileas Fogg's carriage to go to the Reform Club. Passepartout wanted to drive. He almost hit two dogs, and they almost had more accidents before they arrived at the Reform Club at 8:44. Phileas Fogg's friends were waiting around the table, counting the seconds.
Well, hello, my friends,
he said.
I believe that I am now a rich man,
he said with a small smile when he stepped into the games room at 8:45. They all agreed. Here he was, 80 days later. And that was how Phileas Fogg won his bet. On Monday morning, Phileas Fogg and Mrs. Aouda were married. Later that morning, Passepartout came into his room.
Do you know, Mr. Fogg, he said, I read that if you don't go across India, you can go around the world in just 78 days.
Maybe that's true,
said Phileas Fogg.
But when we went across India, I met Mrs. Aouda, who is now my lovely wife.
And with these words, they celebrated Phileas Fogg's good fortune.